describe the last moments in the life of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe turns to Yeshua, his prized Talmud, and he tells him, Sha'al mi meni kol tzveikis yeslecha. Any tzveikis you have, tell me. So Yeshua responds, Did I ever leave you for a moment that I should have tzveikis? After all, continues Yeshua, didn't you write about me? You wrote it in your Torah about me that I never left you. I have no tzveikis. The truth is, you think about what that means, nar. Sarsa Yeshua ben Nun, what kind of Talmud Yeshua was. You look in the Midrashim, in Chazal, Yeshua was the quintessential Talmud. There never was Messiah Das from his great Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu. And yet the Gemara continues, Miyat Toshas Koichesel Yeshua. Because he said these words, he was punished, and he forgot 300 halachas, and he had 700 tzveikis. Because he said this statement, what did he say wrong? What did he do wrong? So Rashi seems to explain, he caused Moshe Chalitza to das, as if he doesn't need Moshe Rabbeinu anymore. I saw the Mashah and the different shot, it was a sickle gaiva, that the Yeshua saying he knows it all, he didn't need the Moshe Rabbeinu. As you could see, the shot is very schwer to understand. He's talking about Moshe, Yeshua, the Talmud Muvik. I guess we'll never understand what Shat in the Gemara is. What was Yeshua's Avla? But as we always say, we have a Kabbalah, every Agarasa has to have a Limud. What's the Limud that we can take from this Gemara? What's the Kinemida Keneged Mida? Because Yeshua said that, he forgot Halachis. Obviously the Gemara has a lot to offer. What's the pshat in this Gemara? The Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Yudalid, speaks about the terrible klalos, the peraniyos, that face Klal Yisrael. Yudches klalos, the Gemara says, a mesunadika, peraniyos. There was no Bali Mikra, Bali Mishna, Bali Talmud, there was no Dayan, there was no Navi. Gesalach HaChorbin. But and the Gemara Darshan is the Pasuk. The true Churban, the only Churban was the Pasuk in Yeshaya. Yiravu hanar bezokein vanikle benichbad. In other words, everything else Klal Yisrael could survive. But when this happened, like the Pasuk describes, and as Mepharshim explains, when Yidin lost the Achna, when Yidin lost their willingness to listen to Das Torah, to be mekabel from the elders, that was the Churban. That was the true Churban. And all the Mepharshim wonder, I mean, isn't it bad enough? There's no Bali Mikra, Bali Mishta, Bali Talmud. There's no Navi. That's not bad enough. Only when Klal Yisrael stopped listening to the Kanim, that was the Churban. That was the Peraniyos. I think there's a very important message that we should be thinking about. Now, Rav Moshe Serres, Zichrono Livracha, had the schus to be close to many gedolim, the Frater Baron Kotler, and he once told over, he had a big kasha in Rav Baron. It was during these days, incidentally, the Yom Tzarev, and he got a phone call from the White House. The president wanted to meet with a few Jewish leaders. There was a lot of tension going on. There was some anger because the president, Kennedy, had a certain decision that was bad for Eretz Yisrael, and they want to explain it to the Jewish leaders exactly why he did this. The problem was that the meeting was scheduled for Tisha B'Av, the day of Tisha B'Av. So he called Abaron Kedarkai, and Abaron said, so halacha, you go to Rav Moshe. Abaron held Rav Moshe was the place to gadar. But after he finished this, Abaron kept him for an hour, literally for an hour on the phone, and he was telling him every possibility. If the president says this, you should say this. If he says this, say this. And then the imtime of this, and back and forth. As if Rav Aaron was the most involved, knowledgeable, brilliant politician that ever lived. And he was listening with total amazement. talking to a Yid, a Kedais Elyon, that never listened to a radio, never opened the New York Times. How did he have the clarity of vision to know exactly what to say, how to say it, to whom to say it? And the big appeal he always added on Tisha B'Av and after Tisha B'Av. Because everything Rav Aaron said was exactly what he should have said. And the reason why he had such a strong impact and was so favorable by the president, because exactly what Rav Aaron said, that carried the most weight in the meeting. And he couldn't understand. How did Rav Aaron know? How did Rav Aaron know exactly what Sutta Mamish in the street? Soifoy and what soifoy? I want to answer that question tonight. Rav Aaron didn't read the paper, didn't listen to the radio. You know why Rav Aaron knew everything? Rav Aaron was Yedeya Das Elyon. You know, we all know the Chesivus, maybe we think we know, we should know better. The Chesivus of Avar Torah, the school of the Bracha Nifla of Talmud Torah. If the Mishnah Navi says that that's one of the Amudei Olam Torah, keeps the world, it speaks volumes of what Torah is. When you look in the Avos of Nosson Perek Dalet, the Knesset added, Talmud Torah Chaviv Lefnei Amakom Mi'olais, even more than Karbonais. Zot Avos of Nosson, Zishim Adam Loimet Torah Yodeya Das Elyon. The first in fact, he has Ruach HaKodesh. Shenema Pasuk in Mishlei, and that's shot in the Pasuk. Os Tavon Yiras Hashem, someone that has Yiras Shamayim, V'das Elekim Timsa. And that, Rabbi Isai, is the bracha. That's the skula of someone that learns Torah. He's Yodeya Das HaMokim. Like the Pasuk says, Das Elekim Timsa. And I don't know if Yulad Isha could understand what that means, Das Elekim Timsa. But when someone has a Melis, Yigiyas HaTorah, with the Yiras Shemayim that has to precede Torah, when someone is the Loimit Torah that the Nefsechayim and Shar Dalet Perik Chof, and I won't type it because it loses so much, but as Chaim says, the one that learns Torah is the Ben Yakir, Mibnei Paltor and the Malka, Mibnei Heichola the Malka, Asheloi Levadai to the Loimit Torah, Harisus Nesuna B'chol Eis, L'chafeis beginzei de malka kadisha. He has access. V'chol ha-sha'orim ha-oyoinim psuchim lefonav. The Loimit Torah is the balipta, is the leavening of Bayer Yoilam. Because he harvests and he spends yoimam v'layla to know the Dvar Hashem, he's zoicha to know the Dvar Hashem. And everything that goes into that bracha of Yedeya Daitei Shel Makayim. And he's the one that Das Elekim Timsa. And I'll give you a muscle, I guess you could relate to this. You know, when you're in yeshiva, you don't know what the Rebbe's doing. If he's going to give a test today, if he's going to Eretz Yisrael, it's late, it's a 9:15, maybe he's sick, maybe he's stuck in traffic, maybe he has a bris. You don't know what's doing by the Rebbe. But you know, sometimes there's always one child, one boy, that knows. He knows where the Rebbe is, when the Rebbe's not coming, when the Rebbe's making a siyum. How does he know? He's the Rebbe's son. He lives in the Rebbe's house. So he knows if the Rebbe's sick, if the Rebbe's going there to stroll. The Avos of Nosson is saying there's a yid on this world that Yedeya Daitai Shel Makayim. And like Chaim, the Nevi Chaim says, he's the Ben Yakir that lives in the Paltor in Shem Malka, and everything is open for him. Chazinish in a letter, Aleph Yud Gimel, writes about a Loimit Torah. Ha'ish ha'zoicha li'idiyas ha'Torah. No, to me and you, he's ha'ilech bein ha'nosim, he's in yeshul, he's in yeshiva, he's walking on your, in the ground. V'nivra la'adam ha'raya le'inayim, ki ben adam. Avol zok to Chazinish, be'emes hu malach ha'gorim b'nei semusa. He's a malach living in Olam Hazeh. V'chayi atzilas u'miroimam al kol brachu tehillah. Yedeya Daitai Shel Mokoyim. That's the Ben Yaakov that everything and anything is open for him. You know, I want to tell you something. I'm afraid you won't appreciate it. I guess I can't either. But it's well known, this is documented in the medical history in Eretz Yisrael. One of the most trusted, one of the most revered experts whose opinion, believe it or not, was cherished and whose advice was sought from all doctors in Gantz Eretz Yisrael, who a few words of this person was enough to encourage and almost compel a doctor to make a surgery that they weren't going to make. Whose opinion was that? That was the opinion of the Heilige Chazanish. And I'm not megazim when I say this, if you have time, which is not layoim v'laylayla, take a look at Molam Perat or quotations from doctors, from Fry, that were in utter amazement of the godliness of the Chazanish. One doctor said, for 35 years practicing medicine, but how did the Chazanish know more than me? With intricate details, he made maps, how to make brain surgeries on his spine. The Frumma Lahabu the Fraya considered the Chazanish the Chidol Lador. He was the mystery of the generation. The clarity he had, that he would ask, who taught him the secrets of the human anatomy? Who told him everything? Look there, boys, you see the godless of the Chazanish. He was the Mumcha. Doctors were Kair Mumstachlev for a birth of Chazanish. Who taught the Chazanish? How did the Chazanish know this? Because the Chazanish, that was the Amelis, the Yegias of Torah, the Chazanish. And then everything is often for him. And he's the Yedeya. No, he didn't study the anatomy of the human being. He was Yedeya, he was Horavim, as the Gemutit of Das Elyon. And he was Zaycha, the Sisse at Oilam. If I could use his own words, the Heilige Chazanish's words, in the Igor Tzichel, the Gimel Simen Samach Dalet, a beautiful letter he writes to someone, I'm sorry I can't explain you why I decided such and such. And you might be wondering, why can't I? And maybe you're making a mistake, Chazanish. So the Chazanish says, Ma Esther, what should I do? Ki ha'omel b'toyra ha'niknis b'yisturim shulay nitnu l'moistram u'letarim. The Torah, the Chazanish writes about himself. He writes in a different letter. Any Torah he ever learned was the Havloga al Yisurim. He had to overcome Yisurim that he writes in his Lashon Kotzei. It's indescribable. It's unimaginable. Every bit of his learning was about Yisurim. So what should I do, he says. The Torah that I'm Zaycha to, with Yisurim, Maknim Lebaleim, Dvarim Meyuchadim. I know the answer. What should I do? I can't explain it to you. That's the answer of Baisai to the Chidol Hador, to the mystery of the generation. They would say, who taught the Chazanish this information? He was the Ben Yaakov, he was the Balipti, he was the Liebling of Bari Yoilam. He was the Ben Yaakov that was Spatzir in the Avis' world. But he wasn't on this world, he was the Malach Mimorim. Mrs. Alman used to say, quoting the Mishnah, paraphrasing what Chaim Vital used to say, if someone will tell you that a Lamed L'Torah L'Shma is not Zoych L'Dvarim Harbei, Ich Zog at the Chazanish is a Makchis. Because you look at the Chazanish, how do he know everything? How is he a Bucky in science? How is he a Bucky in medicine? Because a Lamed L'Torah L'Shma Zoych L'Dvarim Harbei. The Chazanish was the Yedeya Das Elyon. How did the Baron know what to tell the president? No, he didn't spend any time. He only heard of it in Das Elyon, and that was a special school of Amelis Batoira. But you know something, our boy said, sometimes I think there's more to the muscle. Maybe the muscle is not so accurate. Tana de Belio and Perik Beis, words that I'm afraid to say over. But Ani, Zakhti Rabbeinu Shilolim, Maisel Biyadim, I rule people. Me, Maisel B, who rules me, the Avista? Tzadik. Shanem, why? Shani, there boy, some goyzik zera, v'hu at tzadik mevatma. And that's the pasuk, tzadik Maisel, v'yir salakim. You know what that means? Because of the amelis and the asmada, there's a person, kaviyachal, that's moistful in the Yebister. If I had to give the muscle, I'm afraid to even say it's kaviyachal. But it's not like the tzaddik is the son of the Rebbe. It's like the tzaddik is the father. And he calls up my son, I need you today. And that's why the Rebbe doesn't go to yeshiva. It's the tzaddik that's moistful by the Yebister kaviyachal. I'm thankful to Bari Olam that my eyes were zeichet to see tzaddikim, that I saw tzaddikim that fit this description. I made a list, but I decided I'm not going to read the list because it's a bad reflection on others. But I was zeichet to see tzaddikim that mamish, the Welt was made, tzaddik meisel be, that he is being meisel in Bari Olam. That against all medical odds, the tzaddik said he's going to be Yav Yeshua and Kachavi. Why? How did it happen? How did it work? That's the secret that Tana Debel Yo says, HaTzadik Maisul Bi. Because he harvests in the Dvar Hashem, because he harvests in the Black Gemara, he's zaycha to the bracha of Lein Netayr Lishma. No. Maybe a better muscle would be you have a owner of a big corporation, a big gazir, but he doesn't come to the corporation. The day-to-day business, he has a manager. No one knows who the boss is, but the manager we all see, we all have respect. He's the closest that we know of the boss. That's the tzaddik maisel be. The avis, of course, is maisel be oilam, but there's a manager, there's a tzaddik that's maisel develop. If we're looking for something close, it's kaviyachol, to the Melech Malchei Amlochim. Kavi Yochel, the Chazal is saying, there is someone that's very, very close, that almost to the human eye is Tzadik Maisel B. And that's the Talmud Chochem, the Ben Adam who's really a Malach. Isn't this the Pshat, the Chayra in the Gemara, that otherwise has no Pshat, that seems to border on Tfira? The Gemara says, Bavakama Memalis, Shimon Amsuni had a lifelong project. Whenever the Torah Akdaisha said S, there was always Tafel. S Besarai, what is it, Marba? S Hatafel Besarai Oir. There's something always S, something secondary, that's Tafel. And every time the Torah Akdaisha says S, there's a Tafel. Till he came to the Pasuk, Eis Hashem Alekecha Tira, Tira Zakti Gemara. After all, is anything? Is anything that's tafel to the Eivistah? Is something secondary kaviyachol to Bari Olam? And the Gemara said, Hamidim looked at him, Rebbe, would you die in every single one? Are you going to give up your lifelong work and say, no, it's not Emes, because Eis Hashem Alekecha Tira, I can't explain? He said, yes, I will. I'll get tchar, I'll prisha, but I will dare not even think of something that tuffles the Bari Olam. And he was right. Are you talking? Is there a havamina? Something is tuffles the Bari Olam? Akzibar Abakiva, Valime, Eis Hashem, Ulekechatira, the rabbis tell me this. Yes, there is something that tuffles to Eis Hashem, Ulekechatira, and that's a Talmud Chacham. How could that be? Hayitachen, is there anything in the world that's tafel? The answer to that is yes. There's a tzaddik that's maisel be. There's the ben yakir of the Bari Olam. And Taki the Chazinish in the Munu B'tachen in Gimel Chav Beis, he says it in this beautiful lesson, Ki ha'ish v'ayayis v'chamura v'ayayis v'me'ulam yikaras ha'toyra, from the Torah perspective, is the ishis ha'ru'uya li'ikara b'shem Talmud Chacham. The most cherished, the most precious being is the Talmud Chacham, and up there, and therefore is Hayaka Hazeh. Here's the Rabbi Kiva La'atmai. Rabbi Kiva took the liberty; he allowed himself to darshin La'hasvay Zmoyer Limoyer Zalmakim Baruch Hu, and that shot is Hashem Olekechatir. Sel Zachfar, this Reishis Reuya, this Reishis Chamuda, because he's Kaviyachol, the closest that we have to Bari Olam. Maybe there's a little more oimik. The Rambam, the Adama to the Yad, shows the whole gestaltulus of Messias HaTorah. And he says, from Rav Ashi to Moshe Rabbeinu, there are 40 Zayrus. The Torah went from Moshe 40 Zayrus down. And he reckons it out. And he goes, Yeshua is from Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu, Mipiyat Vura. And Moshe was the one who took it from Boyer Yoylam, Venimsa, Shekula, Me Hashem, Oleke Yisrael. There's a lot of Oynik in there. Our Rabbeim, our Gedolim are part of this golden Messiah that goes back, like the Rambam tells, till Moshe Rabbeinu, who was recovered from the Abister. Kaviyachal and Moshe have an extension cord. You could bring electricity because it has the original power. There's a Torah, there's a Messiah that ultimately your Rebbe was Zoycha to get it, like the Rambam says, Kula Me Hashem Aleike Yisrael. Ke'ilu Kaviyachal, our Rebbeim stood at Har Sinai because their Rebbe got it from their Rebbe all the way back until Moshe Rabbeinu. And isn't this a Hezba? You look in the Ovis, the Ovis Peregdalit, Moyer Rabcha Kemoyer Shamayim, and we hear that when we recoil in horror. I have to have it covered my Rebbe like Shamayim. I've covered my Rebbe, fine. Vos Tadik mit Shamayim? Because he's the Tziner, he's the Aspa, he's the Hemsich of Shamayim. You learn the Gemara Sanhedrin Kuf Tes, HaCholik al Rabbi, Gecholik al Shchana, HaOysimirivim Rabbi, HaMestroyim al Rabbi, HaMaharach al Rabbi, whatever you do, connected to Rebbe, Keil you do it to the Shchana. Not if you understand Tvoit HaRav. But what's talking with Shchina? What do you want from Shchina? Because that's the Eugen the Chazal had. They saw the God of the Rebbe as the Ashpah. He's the connection. He's the one that brings us Mi'ashem Aleike Yisrael. Learn Amor Rabbi. So look at what the way Nefesh HaChaim, HaChaim V'lozhina, the Bittul, the Hachna, the cover that he had, his great Rebbe the Goyin. We're asked to tell you how great the Nefesh HaChaim was. But his son Abitbal writes, when he would go, his father would go stand by the door of the Vilna Goyin. His feet were shaking, he was white, he was pale, but I gave the Rhein and Goyin simmer. Because he saw in his Rebbe, he saw the Meir Shemayim Ipachat. I Abchayim was Abchayim. But the Goyin was a step closer. He was one step closer to Moshe Rabbeinu and Piyadvura. The Or HaChanan, they write there that the Yeshab HaChanan once, he spent so much time harping on the Chofetz Chaim's writing, B'Alacha, B'Shtabura, and the Shmir Saloshin. Didn't they have any questions? Why didn't they ask the Chofetz Chaim questions? So Rabbi Chanan goes, I had many questions. And believe me, many times I went in to ask the Chofetz Chaim the Shaila, and I got such a pachat, like I'm standing in front of the Malach, I couldn't get the words out. Do we have an astutz of what Rabbi Chanan was? Rabbi Chanan was a Rosh Yeshiva of 400 Talmidim, Mufcharim. He was a manigador in Vada Yeshivas, in the Aguda. A guy in Oilam, the manigador. But in his Rebbe, he realized that there's someone that's Moyer Rabcha Ki Moyer Shemayim. Because the Rebbe, the Gadol, is the Yodeya Das Elyoin. And the Gadol is a step closer than we are to be Mekabel Mifnei Hashchina. And he just knows better. Isn't this the Hezba in a pasuk that is almost irrational? In Parshas Soifim, Torah Kedoshah says you have to listen. Loisasim in Hadava, Asher Yegidu Lecha Yaminu Shmoel. Whatever the God says, you have to listen. And the lesson is Yaminu Shmoel. What does it mean Yaminu Shmoel? So that is the Gemara. Even if they tell you Al Yamin Shu Shmoel, you have to listen. The Sefri's lashon is more clear even. Afilu marin beinecha al yamin shu smile. They point to your left hand and say, Rabbi, that's your right hand. You have to listen. Senseless, irrational. What does that mean? My right is not my left. Why should I listen to them? You know what the answer, Rabbi Say, is? Because the Gadol is Yodeya Das Elyon. And he's Das Elikim Timsa. And you can have 100 rayas that it's Yeminu to the Mintu smile, but he knows better. He's the Ben Yakir of Bar Yoylam, that the world is open for him. Look at the Ramban on that pasuk. Ramban says, "Lichti Gevertas, explain this. Ki Ruach Hashem al Mesharsei Mikdashai Because Rav Chanan understood how great a person is if he's zeichet to have a still have to have a rebbe. the haspa, he's the sinner. You all know that Baruch Be'ez is Batlus Gemura to Reb Chaim. I, Baruch Be'ez, was a Kedoshelyon. But as long as he was Zaycha to a link close to the Messiah, to something that Yedeya Da'aselyon, he took advantage of it. And Pamela used to say the espilus he had was the Chazdachim Seifer, how he was a Talmud. And I would add the Chazdachim Seifer was the Chazdachim Seifer that Rav told Yisrael, but he had a manik, he had someone to follow. He took advantage. Because as great as a person is, a person has to have a Rebbe. A person has to have a Meir Derech. The others have nothing in Perek Ches. Darsens on the well-known halacha, someone doesn't have shimas and midicham is chayiv misa. Rebbe Kiva said it. I've experienced it firsthand. Being close in the Messiah to someone that Yedeya Da'aselyon, he took advantage of it. The Pamela used to say the spilus he had was the Chazduchim Seifer, how he was a Talmud. And I would add the Chazduchim Seifer was the Chazduchim Seifer that Rav told Yisrael, but he had a manik, he had someone to follow. He took advantage. Because as great as a person is, a person has to have a Rebbe. A person has to have a Meir Derech. The others have nothing in Perek Ches. Darsens on the well-known halacha, someone doesn't have shimas and midicham is chayiv misa. Rebbe Kiva said it. I've experienced it firsthand. Says the Avos Avnosin, he once was walking, Rebbe Kiva was walking, and he found a meis mitzvah on the street. So he picked it up and he carried it, a big mahalach, dalad, milin, he buried it. And when he came to Zerveyim and told them what happened, they said, you should know you chayiv misa on every step you took. And Taisus is Mazda, because Meis Mitzvah Kainim Mitkaimai. So Rebbe Kiva exclaimed, Gival, Gival, look what goes on in a person's life. Me, I thought I'm getting a schus, Nitzchayavti Kirasha. I thought I'm getting a mitzvah every step, and I was Chayav Mitzvah on every step. And there, B'shai Sheshah, Loizazvi Milishamish Lechachamim. And that's the importance of Shemesh Tamid Chacham, of listening to Tamid Chachamim. And to me the espilus is, you know what Rebbe Kiva was? Rebbe Kiva was the one that Moshe Rabbeinu said, you have a Rebbe Kiva in your world, and you need me to give the Torah. Rebbe Kiva was Taviyachal greater than Moshe, and Rebbe Kiva was the one that said, you have to have a Rebbe, you have to have a Meir Derech. Because that's the Hatzlach of a Yid. No matter how great he is, a Yid has a Rebbe, knows what the Eibush's Das is, and he's the one that's the Das Elikim Timsa. Maybe that's the Pshat. Everybody, a Rabbi Chanan, a Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, a Rabbi Kiva, as long as you're Zaycha to a Rebbe, take advantage, like we explained, like the Rambam says, that's the closer you get to knowing Das Elikim. Maybe that's the musa of this Gemara in Temura. Yeshua was the Manik Hadar, and he was a Talmud Muvik. But if he had a Moshe Rabbeinu, how could he say he doesn't have any questions? How could he say he no longer needs a Rebbe? The Chazal was teaching us that even a Yeshua, in the life of Moshe, there's moments left. But as long as you have that privilege, that schus of having a Rebbe, take advantage. Because this is your link. This is the tzinor. This is what brings you closer to knowing Das Makom. And I guess that's the Midah Keneged Midah. Because the person only Zaycha to Torah, because that Hashpa, that tzinor, that Nesirus. And if Yeshua cut himself off, Tavi Yachol, if he felt he doesn't need a Rebbe anymore, so he forgot it all. To teach us how important it is, the Asela Harav, the one that's the Talmud, even Yeshua has to be a Talmud. Throughout our history, Rabbi Sai, if there's a Klal Yisrael today, it's because Klal Yisrael live with Emunas Chachamim. The Atzlacha of Klal Yisrael is, like the beautiful lesson of the Medrash says, Lama in Smaif Perikei, Lama Nimsi Yisrael Ka'oif. Why a Klal Yisrael compared to an oif? Ma oif ain't a pareach ele b'knafayim. A bird can't fly without wings. Af Yisrael ain't in the chayil lamed ella b'zekeinim. No, as soon as Tais says, zekeinim is that the kana chachma. How do Klal Yisrael survive? How does the Rebbe Yisrael, the Yachid Yisrael survive? Because he has an emunis chachamim. He has a bitul to the zekeinim that's the kana chachma. That I think is the pshat in the Gemara Chagiga. With all the chorbin, with all the klalis, with all the piraniyos. But if Yidden had the Amunis Chachamim, this hope. When was the ruination of Klal Yisrael? What was the Churban Rachman al Islan? The Yerbu Nar Bezokain. When they lost that Messiah, they cut up that Messiah. We know better. That was the Churban. You know, if I had to choose one Ryan that really brings out the message, the point I want to bring to you tonight. It's a beautiful letter from the Chazinish. Ha'odam, that the Chazinish b'chaya, a person in life, kitoya b'ya'ar avos. A person in his life is like he's lost in a big, endless forest. Ein derech, there's no road. Ein mesila, there's no path. So there's no hope. How does he continue? How does he walk along this endless, dark forest? Mulei semislavin imoi elu shekvar avru v'hitzivu b'zichroinem tziyoinim. Because there are gedolim that went through the path. V'heima l'tzi'irim einayim. They are the eyes of the younger dor. Because they know, the Chazinish, they know the pitfalls and the obstacles that are strewn all over the chol eretz hachayim. I think even at this age you understand how true this is, how accurate this is. Even in the life, in the yeshiva life, without going into the quote, the big world, the narasu world, but there are so many situations that a person is unsure, he's confused. Sometimes a person can think he's doing the biggest mitzvah, but even Rabbi Kiva learned the hard way that he's chayiv on every time, every mice he did, it was a terrible aveira. Derech Halima, Davaydes Hashem. People do too much, which is an avla. People do too little, which is an avla. But there are so many different mistakes that a person can make when he travels in his Ya'ar Avais, in the dark forest of Olam Hazeh. And how about when you get older? How about when a person with Shiduchim and Chinuch Habanim and Panosa and Shalom Bayis? How about when you have to make a decision that affects Mitzchias? Bonim uvnevonim atzoyt kol adoyis. How did the person travel in the Ya'ar Avos? The Mesillas Yesharim and Perek Gimel gives a muscle that this world is like a maze, very similar to the Chazinish. You make one turn, you go the wrong way. How did the person walk in this Olam Hazeh, this maze of Olam Hazeh? It's following the Das Elyon, following the Eitz of the Chacham that are Einoi Nichshol. And I can only tell you from my experience how many times I meet with the question that I was sure it's Yamincha who smiled. But I got older, I realized it was Yamincha who Yamin. We think we know it all, but it's the Einei HaEidah that have a much deeper vision, a much clearer vision. I know a big Gevir. For all the years, you have to make a decision in business. I'm not talking about Ruchnius. In business, what to invest, where to overseas. He would ask the Satan Rav Zechayin Levecha. He asked the Satan Rav Spatira. He asked Rav Moshe. And you wonder, did Rav Moshe go to his school, business school? How did the Satan Rav not make a decision? Not in Avodas Hashem, but in business. You know what the answer is? Because the Satan Rav and Gedolim that were Zeicha to have were Yedeya Das Elyon. They were the ones that saw what is really was Tutzich in their veld. You know, the Indian, I always say, the Indian of Asela Charav, of Munis Chachamim, as important as it is now and later, it's not spoken about enough in Yeshiva. Naturally, you have to Rebbe, Rashiva get up. You have to listen to him. And I have the schut because the Echad Me'a Chabura, I could tell you. And I could tell you what it means to call me Shenoitel Eitzem and Azekainim is Einai Nichshol. Remember this, Rabbi Say. You don't hear this enough. But Chazit is Yisroel Ein. When does a Yid grow in Avodas Hashem? If he's Mekayim the Mishnah of Aseilich HaRav. To have that Yichus, to have that Haratza, to have that respect to the Adam God in your life. Pam once told me, the Kittur Shulchan Aruch, even a Klugi Yid. I asked him, what's that? He's a Paisik for Klal Yisrael. And how many times does he write, the Yasa Sheilas Chacham? Because he understood, not everything is black and white, not everything is Halacha Pesuka, there are some Pesukim that are Yasa Sheilas Chacham. And I tell you, Rabbi Yisrael, in this Yar Avais, in this Gan Mavuchu, what the Messiah Sharm calls the maze of Olam Hazeh, there are times you have to be Yasa Sheilas Chacham. And this Dar Bifrat, this Dar, I saw that Mr. Sharm writes about his time, how would he say about our time, in Paris with Yir Aleph, he writes, we have Talmidim today, that Leishim Shulchal Tzrocham, Shekemat Nifkhu Einayim, they barely started learning of our Torah, Kvar Chachmei Chachamim, Shavim Lehem Belibam. Me and my Rebbe, we're the same, I know it also. What would the Mr. Sharm say today? Tamirav once said, our children, our Talmidim, they're not only the smarter than the Rabbeim or parents, they're even older. That's the door we're in. You see the ikkus of the Meshicha, the total disregard, the covered that Torah, the Kvay Zikainim. I think the lesson of this Gemara is so vital, the frat in our door, is al piyat Torah sheyerucha, to follow that Torah. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in the Shmuzin and Zion of Shalom Adbeis writes what he saw, his experience. There are two Bachim in Yeshiva with basically the same future, the same Kishrin. One vaxes and one doesn't. Because one has a Rebbe. One has a Mayaderach. One is Mishamish's Rebbe. One learns his Rebbe. And to me, it's how much of a Chiddush. Isn't that a Gemara in Brachis, Mem Zion? Gemara said, a Pelam Oid. Someone that's Kara Vishana. Someone that learns, and the Gemara says even Ram Bachama didn't take Ramanashia into his Zimun, who learns Sifra v'Sifri, but he's an Amoret, you can't be Mitzarvim to a Zimun. Why? Because he's not Mishamesh Talmidei Chachamim. We're not talking here about a Musa Deher, this Halacha L'Maisa, that you can't count him into your Zimun because he's an Amoret. Because that's the Einei HaEda. That's the idea that's Elya, and it's not enough to learn Harva. A person has to Harva on his Rebbe. Kvoid HaRav, the Demaya HaRav. When do we hear enough about Emunas HaChamim? Or listening, whether you understand it or not. Because he's closer to Bayer. He's the Ben Yaki, like the Mimrav Shechayim. He knows what's Tutsich. Then the Gemara in Pesachim and Beis tells a story that's so amusing. Of matzah and the darshan, so the nashim you have to use for matzah, mayim shalonu. The next morning, I'm knocking on his door with the kalim, Rebbe, give us your water. So first, he looks at them, what do you want from me? Then he chaps, oh, mayim shalonu means our water. They thought that they need his water. So he told them, that's not the pshat. Rebbe, be so salanza, what pshat, what do you have to be in the Gemara? It's a chelma story. What's up with that Gemara? Look at the Amalaga Amunis Chacham El Baba's head. The Rav gets up. Imagine what happened today. You could only make matzah with the Rav's water. A scandal. Ganavim. They want to take our water. Nachmer. My Zayda never used my Shalom of the Rav's water. What is a Naya Mishigas? There'll be 100 Kashis and 100 Kulturis. That Rav is a Ganif. But the Baba's came. The Rav is Gehasin Amunis Chachamim. Zakhtab Chaim, Zakhtab Yisrael Salanta, the Gemara is teaching us Emunas Chachamim the way it has to be. The Rabbit Gehasin, whether I understand it or not, Yeminu smiles, it's irrelevant. But what are you thinking now? Of course. If I would have a Vilna Goyen as a Rebbe, if I would have a Yab Chaim, my Rebbe, what kind of Shaykh does he have? And if you're a bigger Lamdin, you'll say it's a Pharisee Gemara. Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Beis, says it's always the Midas HaDairis. If the Rishonim are like Melachim, we are like Anasim. If the Rishonim are like Anasim, we're like Chamorim. So what can we do? Our Rebbeim are not the same. The Jivinus HaDoyis. Why do we have to listen? But that's not a Lam, that's an Amoris. Because Punk Vakers. The Gemara is very well aware of the Jivinus HaDoyis. The Gemara says this because that's the reality. And the Gemara in Erev and Gimel says the difference between the first Zairus and our Zairus is the difference between Pischei Shel Ulam and Gemeli Nekat Mechet. It's a major difference in Zairus. There is always a Yeridus HaZairus. But there always has to be a Munas Chachamim. But that's also the favorite to Gemara. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, dashing the Pasik, Uvasa Kehanim Alavim Velashayfa Dashayia Bayamim Ahim. Frag the Gemara, what shot Ashayia Bayamim Ahim? Am I supposed to go to the Navi, the Navim of last Zar? They're not here in this world. Zab the Gemara, yes, 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 that's the lesson. Quoting a Pasuk in Kehelet, Zab the Gemara, don't tell me what was last Kufa and 100 years ago, Ashayia Bayamim Ahim. And the Gemara says it, Yifach b'doyroi, Kishmuel b'doyroi. Yes, the Gemara Chazal knows the Yiridus HaDoyis. But, Ramaisa, why do we have to listen? Because that's the Metzias of the Velt, of Yifach b'doyroi. It's your Rebbe, it's your Ashishiv, it's your Rav. He's your Deya Das Elyon. And if you ask me what's the Hezbah, I think I know the Hezbah. Because like we explained from the Rambam and the Hagdama to the Yad, that Rebbe has a Messiah from his Rebbe to his Rebbe till Maisha Mipi Agvura. A person needs a Rebbe. Someone that thinks he outgrew his Rebbe is going in a Sakana Gedoyla V'atsuma. A person, life itself, Rabbi Say, life itself means having a Rebbe throughout your long and productive life. Am I telling you a Chiddush? You know, the Rambam and Ritzayach, Perik Zayin, his members, the Gemara Makis, Daf Yud, says, Talmud to Gola, he killed the Shoigig, you have to send the Rebbe off to Ari Miklat. Why? It says the Pasuk, V'chai, he should live there, also like Kedei Sheyichya. And the Rambam explains, writing a Pasuk, Chaye Balei Chochma Vatsher, V'loi Teira Kemisa Chashuva. Without Teira, Chochma Tichaye Balea, without Teira, a person is dead. And the Torah says you have to live in Ari Miklat. So what happens if you go to Ari Miklat? Your Rebbe has to go with you. So we all understand that Aleph Beis, without Torah, a person is dead. Misa Mamis, I understand. But this Talmud, he's a guy in Olam. He's going to Ari Miklat with all his Svarim, all his tapes, all his notes. He has a picture of his Rebbe on every wall in the house. Why are you calling him Meis? He's a Talmud Muvik of Rebbe so-and-so, and he's taking all his learnings. But the Rambam understood better, because Chochma Techaya Balea, without a person's Rebbe, Kemisa Nechshavim. That's not Chiyus. And you'll ask me why? Because the Rebbe's a Tzinner. The Rebbe's a Hashpa. And even Yeshua, in the last moment of Moshe's life, he needed that Chiyus, he needed that Hashpa. A person needs a Rebbe la'oyach yamin v'shanim. And when you hear people say, ah, a mother gets tzaddikim, you should know that's a ma'isa sota, that's a ma'isa yetzer. Hapam used to say, the Gemara in Bava Basra, darshins, that the Vav, that the Pasuk in Iyav says that the Satan told the Eibishter, look at Iyav, look at Avram Avinu. I traveled the world, I never saw a tzaddik like Avram Avinu. Gemara darshins that upon Satan.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.